It should be turned on now, though. There we go. Thank you. But she's doing well. They're just hunkering down. Anyway, we haven't heard from a lot of different people, but everything I have heard so far, everybody's doing okay. You know? Everybody's doing okay through this mess. But anyway, thank you, Lord God, that you have got a way for us through this. Lord, this is so easy compared to what many have experienced in the last 2,000 years, trying to get together with other believers, longing to get together. And Lord, outside of this small gathering right here, there's a lot of people chomping at the bit to get back together. Help us, Father, help to know how to do that in such a way, Lord, that it's good for us and glorifying to you and can be a testimony to the community and not something that's going to be a negative to the community. But Lord, you know. And Father, you've kept us alive. You kept us well. We thank you for that. We pray that you would continue to do that. And we do want to pray that for those, especially that are somehow health compromised, keep them well through this time, this crazy time. But Father, we also have family that's been hurting and sick for some time outside of this whole coronavirus. We've got people that are hurting one way or another. And so we just pray for your ministry, your body ministry. Thank you, Lord, for those that have reached out and just wanted to touch. Thank you, God. May that ministry continue. Lord, I want to thank you on the upside for Audrey, for 8 years of life for her, and so much time here with her grandparents and with us. Lord, we thank you for that. And I do want to pray that you, God, would continue a Jesus growth in her life. And Father, that she would know you truly and deeply. We're grateful, Lord, for the Christ life that she gets to be in when she is here. Just bless her in that, Lord. And my daughter Blossom, they just had her birthday too, Lord. There's been some real blessings for her, but even through her too. Thank you, Lord, for her. Father, as we just progress on into the morning, we want to commit this time to you, Lord. We pray that your word especially would speak heartily to us. Father, for those that will want to listen through the website, I would pray that everything would go well in the recording this morning without glitches. And Father, that truly we could be together even though separated geographically. Under you, under your teaching of your authority, of your word, Lord God. But now, Lord, as we move forward, we want to sing songs of praise, Lord, but it requires your Holy Spirit for it to be worship. So would you move on us this morning? And Father, I pray that you would help us in our cooperation with the Spirit's movement today. God, be glorified here among us. In Jesus' name we want to pray. Amen. Amen. So a number of familiar choruses to us. And then a newer hymn we've learned recently than an older hymn that we've known a long time. The third song from now is going to be out of Isaiah 61:3, which we don't have the music for the screen up here. But the first one, I remember it coming out back in the 70s. Each one of these, just appropriate to the time I think we're living in. This first one, bind us together. Bind us together. Let's sing it as a prayer. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken.
us together, Lord, bind us together, bind us together with love. There is only one God, there is only one King, there is only one God. Together, Lord, bind us together. Troubles that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together. Bind us together with love. There is only one God.
Isaiah 61:3, he gives us beauty for ashes. You know, and I'm praying, I desire that this morning, especially just praying with you, that through all of the ashes that are being made right now, God would be glorified, that God would lead us, that we would be pleasing to him. Somehow through this, that we can grow spiritually, maybe even closer together, though separated. You know, that from the beauty he makes ashes. And that is a promise of him. It's a bigger picture. It's the bigger scheme for sure. But I think it's appropriate in a smaller sort of way right now.
He gives us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, might be trees of righteousness, planting of the Lord. for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Let's sing it one more time.
He gives us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Amen. Just a little body news. Our brother Dave Blosser had surgery last Monday, and it went well. Neck fusion. He labels the, I never know what, and was C what and L13, and I don't know what. Anyway, up in his neck, he's got three of those guys fused together. They had to remove some discs and just do the work. It went well. He was home after the surgery on Monday, which surprised me a little bit. But I did see him last Thursday, and he was doing well. Just and thankful, grateful for prayer for those that knew about it and were praying for him. They are longing to be back together as the church family. His wife Tammy has been very consistent in sending out via email and so forth something to each of her little class members each week, and she's been doing a really good job with that. Also, we don't have our pianist this morning, Agatha. She's on her way up to Cottage Grove. She's involved with a good friend of hers in theater. He's producing a movie. She's one of the lead characters, and today's a filming day, so she's not here with us. Miss her piano playing, but just be praying for her. She will be back later tonight. So if you think about Agatha, just pray for that safety on the road, too. His mercy is more. We learned this last year. I've just appreciated what two Matts have made. Matt Papa, Matt Boswell. What love could remember the wrongs we have done? Should he know he cast not their son, thrown into a sea without bottom or shore? Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly run? What Father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. The riches of kindness he lavished on us, his blood was the payment, his life was the cost. We stood neath a debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Sins they are many, his mercy is born. Praise the Lord, his mercy is born. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins they are many, his mercy is born. Sins they are many, his mercy.
the Lord. My hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. His cornerstone, solid ground. Burn through the fierces, drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace. Is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest prayer, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground. Darkness fails his lovely face. I rest on his unchanging grace. Every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds with no weight. On Christ's the ground, they sink sand underground, they sink
And Lord, we know that holds true. We're thankful for that. You are the unchanging God. As the world around us is changing, Lord, life itself changing, we never really know what to expect next. But you are the one that is the unchanging God. We want to bow before you and praise and thank you, Lord, for that, for your constancy with us. And that is eternal. Yet, Lord God, you are engaged with us, working out all the things for our good. That is a promise of yours we hold to. This, the chaos that we're internationally, God, in right now, in some cases abused with. Father, at the same time, you are mightily at work. You are beyond this and over this. And we bow before you, again, thanking you for your, that we can constantly turn to you. No change has taken place there. Father, in Christ alone is our hope. And out of the beauty, out of the ashes, you make beauty. Lord, thank you for that. Continue leading us in that. Father, as it has all appearances that we are in an end time type of setting now, that you've talked about in your scripture for thousands of years. Father, not just this, maybe not even this, maybe this plays a little tiny part. But God, it seems internationally that we are bumping up against the return of Jesus and all that's going to happen prior to that. Father, I pray that you would keep us alert to that with expectancy. And Lord, knowing whether you call us up higher with that trumpet, Lord God, or we go through the grave, we will be with you because you are constant and we belong to you through Jesus, through that blood of Jesus, through that paid price. We thank you for that. So now, God, I want to open the scripture and I would ask you to teach us in it, teach us from it. Thank you in Jesus' name for it. Amen.